and FM 106.9, KCBS. KCBS News Time 9:20.
A movement toward the crowdsourcing of brain research. In what's being called the largest collaborative study of the brain to date, a number of scientists using imaging technology have for the first time focused on genes that they agree play a role in intelligence and memory. The research in the latest issue of the journal Natural Genetics involved more than 100 centers worldwide, as well as 200 scientists. The lead researcher is Paul Thompson, a professor of neurology at UCLA, who joins us live this morning on the KCBS Newsline. Professor, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the program.
Is it overstating it to say that this is sort of like social networking meets science?
Oh, I think that's a great analogy. I mean, we're all familiar with things like Wikipedia, which no one person could ever write in their lifetime. And this is sort of bringing social networking to science, where researchers around the world can all do their part to advance the cause of brain research.
So how does this work?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We were curious to find factors that help or harm the brain. Now, we're all familiar with things like drugs and alcohol that harm the brain, and things like exercise and good diet that help the brain. But there's a lot of disorders of the brain that are partly genetic, things like Alzheimer's and, to some extent, depression. And we've really had a hard time finding drug targets, particularly genetic drug targets, that are increasing our risk for these diseases. And one of the reasons is our genetic code has a lot of variations in it, millions of them, in fact. And we really have to dredge through masses and masses of data to try and find particular variants in the genetic code that, first of all, increase our risk of brain disease, and secondly, we can target with drug treatment. So what we did is we asked all our colleagues. This was a movement started by myself and a group led by Nick Martin and Margie Wright in Brisbane, and a group led by Barbara Franke in the Netherlands. It was born out of frustration. We knew that we didn't have enough brain scans on our own to find systematic factors that affected the brain. So the project Enigma was born. Enigma is kind of an analogy with the code breaking of the Nazi code in the Second World War. And the idea was, by screening brain scans worldwide, if anyone could contribute brain scans and DNA, we'd eventually be able to find single letter changes on the genome that would be linked with loss of brain tissue, increased risk for disease. And one thing we stumbled upon is even a gene that affects our IQ by a little bit.
Can this kind of shared information be expanded for other medical research, or is it uniquely right for this type of research that you're doing?
Well, you know, it's very good for this type of research because it's very digital. So genomic data can be shared with certain privacy constraints. There are also legal constraints. And brain scans are also digital. So if I scan a person here at UCLA today, that scan can be sent to a collaborator in Australia, according to legal and privacy rules, of course. So it's a very efficient way of having a very large number of people working on a very large problem.
I'm looking at one report that says about 21,000 people's scans were involved. That sounds like a lot, but is that a big enough sample group to get the kind of results you're looking for?
It is. Now, that's a great point. So we're used to these studies in the news that say obesity gene discovered or Alzheimer gene discovered, and typically they have about 20,000 people. And the reason that that's needed is that there's so many other factors other than our genome that affects our brain. So your educational level, your age, there's some gender differences in brain structure. And they are so complicated, and all of our life experiences are so complicated, that you really need to amass data to find the effects of these single letter changes on the genome. And I think the huge surprise to us is that you wouldn't think on a brain scan you could see the effects of something as subtle as a single letter change in the genome. And this is a thing that we all have. We all have variations in the genome. They don't kill us. They sometimes improve our resilience to disease. So some of these are good genetic changes, and others of them are bad for us. But they're very, very tough to find without a massive database of data.
Professor Thompson, thanks for your time and congratulations on your research. Paul Thompson, a professor of neurology at UCLA, joining us this morning as it is the largest collaborative study of the brain to date. Stan, they took a number of scientists and got their imaging technology together for the first time and focused on genes that play a role in intelligence and memory.
It is 9:25 now. CBS at Money Watch time as Jason Brooks checks in with us now. Jason?
A mixed day.